Many of the mothers have been bitten, bravely trying to protect their calves.
I'm a little worried about Puck's calf. She's really having the calf at peak shark attack time. Most of the calves are born by December. This way, the calf has a little bit of time to learn how to breathe, stay with the mom, won't get into trouble. But Puck's got a big family. Maybe they can look out for her.
Puck and our unborn calf are in grave danger. Perhaps sensing her vulnerability, Puck's family gather around her. But there's one member of the beach she's missing. Mommy's boy, India, has disappeared. The next day, the rest of the team keep an eye on Puck and look out for missing India. With still no sign of Puck giving birth, Janet heads north to study the surf mums of Perong.
Here in Shark Bay, everybody has different hunting tactics, but that's particularly true for the females and not the males. And the females pass them on from mother to daughter.
Janet is here to find out which daughters are carrying on the surfing tradition.
Yep. Jeez. Look at that.
Down on the beach, hunting conditions are perfect.
We just got here this morning at Perron Point, and it looks like there might be some beaching quite early this morning.
It's high tide, and huge shoals of mullet are feeding in the shallows.